don't see what the fuss is about. They're ranting, rioting, wherever God. But I'm doing well, I'm doing fine. And what can be bad when my life's in line? Now the third estate's talking of freedom and taxes, and I'm just here watching while Louis relaxes. To see all the crazy overreactions just makes me really annoyed. The first estate's wealthy and healthy and happy. The second estate says the third is to be happy. And to be quite honest, I must agree, the third estate doesn't have enough love of me. And it fills me with dread that they care more about bread, that they don't even care of the life to be led by the beautiful, marvelous, wonderful, glamorous. Look at that dress! How much? More than all the third estate's taxes combined? I'll take it!
Off with your head, we're paid less and less by the hour. Can't even buy one loaf of bread. How can we let them stay in power?
They think they have it bad. Please, look at the choices I have, the decision to make of which bread to have or which kind of cake. They don't understand the pressure at hand. These decisions are not that easy to make. Unlike there's got no bread, why not just eat cake? It's simple, for God's sake. It really is quite remarkable, all of these obstacles I must overcome.
My lady, the king is looking for you.
Great. My life is full of hardships and burdens, but of one thing I am absolutely certain. King Louis, my husband is by far the worst. We married so young, hardly met first. From the moment I was forced to walk down the aisle, I knew our marriage would stand for a trial. Though bad omens are silly, I must admit the signs towards conflict truly fed. When a dark storm erupted and riots towards corruption, and in my assumption would never well function, still I married the poor man, acquired some more land in a desperate attempt for our countries to bend. So now my husband just gets on my nerves, and me and a while all times are reserved. A long time away, time I can serve. Time away from that man is what I deserve. Time's of the essence, so they say, so I reset the clocks nearly every day to be rid of his presence and send him away. Is the very best way to start off my day.
With your head, we're paid less and less by the hour. Can't even buy one loaf of bread. How?